Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me as, with the Lord's help, we'll conclude a message I've been sharing this week, Break Up Your Fallow Ground. And I'd like to just reread a few of the scriptures I read yesterday from the book of Isaiah, chapter 44. This is the voice of the prophet speaking regarding God's people at that time, and also what the Lord was saying. He said, oh, he's praying that thou wouldest rend the heavens, and that thou wouldest come down, that the mountains might flow down at thy presence. He's talking about the power of God that we can experience, that they could experience, and of course, because of the timeless quality of God's word, that we could experience the power of God. Verse 4, for since the beginning of the world, men have not heard nor perceived by the ear, neither hath the eye seen, O God, beside thee, what he, the Lord, hath prepared for him that waiteth for him, that waiteth for God. Thou meetest him. God meets him that rejoiceth and worketh righteousness, those that remember thee in thy ways. And then he says, behold, thou art wroth because we've sinned, and in those is continuous, and we shall be saved. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousness, we sometimes are deceived and think we're walking in righteousness. All our righteousness, this is what the prophets, and he's including himself, are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as the leaf, and our iniquities like the wind have taken us away. Verse 8, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father. We are the clay, and thou art potter, and we are all the work of thy hands. Today, people run to and fro. Nations are in a turmoil. Hatred is boiling in the hearts of so many that don't know God. And we hear many people say, why, where is God? Where is his power? Why am I not healed? Why is there not deliverance for my loved ones? But it's important that we see that God is not mocked. As a man sows, that shall he reap. And those that are walking in stubbornness of heart, stiffness of neck, there are some people who claim to be Christians and feel that they are walking in the ways of God, but they can be used of the devil in gossip and tearing down others. You know what Jesus said, if a man lusts after a woman in his heart, it's the same as adultery. And so God, the Spirit of God, is looking at the hearts of his people, not just our outward actions. He's also looking at the inward man, the heart of man, our motives, our intentions, what we are thinking of that no one else knows. He knows the deepest secrets of our hearts. Some people think nothing of tearing down leadership, tearing down what some pastor has labored for years to build, or they talk to a neighbor, bringing down, putting down some that are less fortunate in reputation or in actions or in knowledge. And so as we look at the ways of the Lord, God has kept things simple for us. Sometimes man makes everything more complicated, even sincere and in a desire to be righteous. Sometimes we make prayer so complicated. We have to do this, we have to do that. Well, praise God for whatever insight God might give. But Jesus made it simple. He gave us the Lord's Prayer. He gave us two commandments: love the Lord thy God with all of thy heart, with all of thy soul, with all thy strength, with everything within us. We are to love God. And then what is the second commandment? To love thy neighbor as thyself. No person hates their own flesh unless they have emotional problems. No one wants to be hurt if they're sound of mind, either physically or emotionally or in any way. And so God is calling us to understand the depths of his love for us, that we will be able to rest in his love, to feel at peace, to know that he is our God. He will perfect that which concerns us. We're the clay. He's the potter. He's the one that's going to form us and fashion us according to the image of Jesus. God is going to lead us step by step into a deeper walk with him. He that has ears to hear, let him hear. We're going to see deliverance. We're going to see healing. We're going to see the shackles broken. The yoke is destroyed because of the anointing, beloved. But there's a prerequisite, and that is we are to seek God. The fallow ground of our heart needs to be broken up anew. We need to be replanted, if you will, with the good seed of the gospel. Some have taken the Ark of God into the place where Dagon is, if you will, the false fish god. And of course, what happens? The Ark will stay and Dagon will have to fall. He fell on his face and was broken. The Philistines had the Ark a long time, and Israel was without it because of their sins. But when they did have the Ark, their priesthood was defiled. And though they may have shouted, all the armies of Israel, nonetheless, the enemy won the victory. God tells us in his holy word, be clean that bear the vessels of the Lord. And beloved, if we've left the ground of our hearts idle in through distraction, through busyness, if we've lost that first love, the fervor of that passion for loving God and serving him, if we lost the anointing, although we may have that in our experience, but it says in his word, the anointing remains within us. But there's times when we have just through a distraction, through a lukewarmness that will settle in. Remember, Jesus spoke to the churches in the book of Revelation. He spoke of the things that they had allowed to occur. He commended those that needed to be commended, but also he's a faithful judge. He knows the things that we need to change in our lives. So we have to do something. We have to seek the Lord. We have to be willing to dig up our fallow ground so that we can bring forth a fruitful harvest for the Lord in and with our lives. And we just have to come to the Lord. We have to humble ourselves, confess our sins, as 2 Chronicles 7:14 says. And if we will do follow the prescription, if you will, that the Word of God gives us, we will find deliverance, forgiveness, healing, whatsoever things that we are asking God for. God wants to heal his people. He wants to deliver his people. He wants to empower you, beloved. Brother, sister, he wants to bring us up that we can walk in the light and the knowledge of the Lord. But we need to humble ourselves first to realize that he alone is God. In our flesh is no good thing. But as we yield to the Lord, as we walk in righteousness before him, then Jesus will truly be lifted up. Jesus said, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Remember what Isaiah chapter 64, verse 8 says, but now, O Lord, thou art our Father, we are the clay, and thou art our potter, and we are all the work of thine hands. And I'm thinking of that great, what we call the great high priestly prayer that is recorded in the Gospel of John in the 14th, 15th chapters. Jesus said in chapter 15, Verse 1, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth it, that it may bring forth more fruit. In other words, just as a natural gardener skilled would prune a plant or a bush or a tree for the purpose of causing it to be more beautiful, to produce more fruit, that's exactly, Jesus is saying, what the Father does. He's the husbandman. And he says, Jesus does in verse 4, abide in me and I in you. We're talking about breaking up our fallow ground. We can't bring forth a fruitful harvest unless we turn anew, rend our hearts, not our garments, okay? And as the branch, Jesus said, cannot bear fruit of itself except it abide in the vine, no more can ye except ye abide in me. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. He that abideth in me. Now, that's not just visiting him once in a while. Abideth means to live, means to remain attached to the vine. We're the branch. He's the vine. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. For without me, or apart from me, ye can do nothing. If a man abide not in me, this is a serious warning. He is cast forth as a branch and is withered. That's what happens in the natural, doesn't it? And men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. If ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. He says, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. As the Father hath loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. Praise God. I think that's a fitting word of the Lord to end this broadcast on. I thank you for joining me, and as always, I invite you, if you have prayer needs, to write and share your needs. The announcer will give our contact information. If you choose to email, know that I'll always confirm receipt, but if you'd like a personal answer, please share your mailing address. Thank you so much for joining me, and thank you so much for your prayer support and for those whom God moves on to see that we can remain on the station. God bless you for your sacrifices, for your prayers, and for joining me this week. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, man.